You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We've got a Kiwi on the line. We've got Georgia Knight, who has just released her latest track, Desire, after a bit of a hiatus. Good morning to you, Georgia. How are we?
Good morning. I'm good, but I'm sorry I have to break it to you that I'm actually Australian.
Oh, you're Australian?
I am, yeah.
Oh, you're a deceiver.
I really am, and I've only been here for like a couple of months. I moved here in February or March.
True. See, I was trying to figure that out because on your press releases and stuff, they said Melbourne/New Zealand. And I was like, which one is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cracker.
Being like deliberately deceitful. Yeah, no, that's all part of the plan.
Australians.
To obscure my background.
Yeah, playing on the good faith of the humble New Zealander. Yeah. Oh, I think the connection might be a little bit choppy.
The good faith and the good humour.
Are you still with us, man? I feel like the connection's a little bit choppy.
Hang on.
I might turn off
my video.
Yeah, that's better. I might turn off my video just to preserve the connection. Originally from Melbourne, correct?
Yes. I just came over here in March.
Yes. So what are your favourite things to do in the city of Melbourne?
Ooh, in Melbourne.
In the big city, you know, in the centre city.
In the big city, I think I like to find like places you can lay down, you know.
Mm.
It's really nice. Like, I went to uni in the city, so I was like in my studio all day, and then I'd like walk around and try and find like nice quiet places you can have a rest. So I like went to a lot of churches. There's some great big cathedral in Melbourne, and the like state library you can go and hole away. I did a lot of that because I was a student in the city, and then I ended up moving to the northern suburbs where all the musicians were hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
After that,
is that like Fitzroy and all those places?
Not quite Fitzroy. Fitzroy's changed quite a bit. It used to be like a real art nexus. I mean, it still sort of is, but I was further north. I was living in a really damp flat in Thornbury before I moved to New Zealand.
Mm. And now you're probably in a more damp flat in Littleton.
You know what? I've landed on my feet because this house is really dry and quite warm. So,
oh, sick.
I'm loving it.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that, man, because it's hard to find a nice dry house flatting in New Zealand. It's really brutal. In the video for the new track, Desire, you unpeel a mandarin. And I want to know, are you like me, a mandarin fiend? Are you a freak for mandarins?
I think I go through phases. Mm. I'd say like I've definitely been in a Mandarin. It's been like a Mandarin hotspot like the last little while.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I've just like since coming here, like you guys are crazy about like different fruit than in Australia. Like I didn't realize feijoas were such a big thing.
Yeah, they're huge.
Until I came here.
Yeah.
And it's like I didn't realize how much I enjoyed the taste of shampoo. But I love it.
Yeah, feijoas are funny like that, eh? They are they do taste like detergent, but they are seemingly delicious, weirdly enough.
They're incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on a good wing with fruit here.
Yeah, I've heard from different people that New Zealand has the best produce in the world, and I reckon we do. That's probably not far off.
Yep, no arguments here.
Yeah, no contest. Now, you credit the Talk Talk song Desire for the line on the chorus that goes, "Desire whispered spoken." Is that where this track started, or did you borrowing that line come in whilst you were already creating the song?
It all kind of happened at once. It was a really condensed writing time because I was like, you know, it was a couple of years ago when, especially in Melbourne, we like, no one could go out and I was living by myself. So all of the days sort of flowed into one over a year, you know, and it all became really compressed. But I had made I was working on the rhythm and sort of just the musical part. At the same time, I was listening to Talk Talk every day, especially Spirit of Eden, which has the song Desire on it, which is written by Mark Holland and Tim Friesland. And then I just, like, because I was so sort of isolated, I just became really attached to it, and I kind of wanted to inhabit it in a way and, like, hear Mark Hollis's voice all the time. So that's how it ended up in the song. But it's funny because it was such an alone, you know, time. But I felt like I was just spending it with one other person, and now it's out. It's kind of jarring. But yeah, it all kind of happened at once.
Developing a parasocial relationship with Talk, that's great.
Totally, yeah. But I think a lot of people have that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, have you heard, Life is What You Make It?
Yeah.
Have you heard the cover by Roland S. Howard?
Oh my God, yeah. I love Roland. Yeah. He when we were recording that, he came up a lot. He recorded a bit in the studio that I recorded the song in. Yeah.
Man. Rest in peace. A real legend. Oh my gosh. Lyrically and visually, I'm getting some themes on the song. And again, I think this is probably different to what you put it out as intended to be. But I'm getting some themes of being a sort of digital subject, the agonizing repetition of daily grind, and using the internet to escape. What were your interpretations of the track when you were making it?
Well, I think it's sort of like, I made the video recently, and so I think the song sort of has kind of telescoped out from when I originally wrote it. But you're like on the money a bit there. I think there's like something in like finding space when you're living the in between very narrow lines, and you have a kind of like private or secretive existence, and then finding some hole in the middle where you have like this massive sense of propulsion or something about to happen, and like trying to find a way to describe it. You know, it's like if you're only going between like, you know, your shift work and then the bar and home, in between all of that, if you have this sense that something's about to happen, it's really exciting and like quite intoxicating, and just like the song was kind of trying to find a way of describing all of that happening all at once. And so is the video.
Is that a feeling that you've had often throughout your life, or is this one of the first times you're like consciously recognizing it?
Well, that's a nice question to be asked. I think so. I think I haven't tried to put it into music before, but because I was looking for like other ways of making music, it sort of made sense to try and start talking on those terms. And I think mixing it with other things too helps, because like, you know, in like songwriting, you use like love and romance as a way of describing lots of things. So it all just kind of the language just sort of came together all at once. But I probably had that for a long time. It's probably like just a reason to get up and like try and make things, you know, that sense of propulsion or like urgency. You know, you get bored with every day, and so you try and describe something else.
Yeah, you try and find romance and magic in the world. You know?
Yeah.
I want to touch on the video very briefly because it is so fun. I don't think I've seen anyone do a video quite like it. It's very glitchy, and every so often you'll be doing a chore, but the video will reset a little bit on like a certain beat when it collides with the song and when it syncs up. So for instance, you'll be opening the door, you'll be getting into your room, and then it'll reset on a certain beat. How'd you come up with that idea?
The timing of the edit, yeah. I have to completely credit to Martin Sagadin. They basically, you know, they sort of like basically got a cut of what was shot in the across two hotel rooms, and then I didn't give them much direction at all in terms of like how the edit should run. They pretty much came in and were like, I'm gonna save you right now and help you. And so what they did was they lined up the footage with the track and built a system of editing based on dividing the song into segments and then tricking your mind into like re-engaging with the same clip. So it's all sort of mathematical, but the cool thing was like when I was sat there watching Martin edit, the way that they'd cut the cut the video together almost exactly mirrored the actual track when I was building it. So like the little bits of the song that I was lining up when Idge and I were mixing Desire looked a lot like the cut of the video. So it all ended up being more mathematical than it may seem.
Yeah, it's really fun because oftentimes when I go to a gig, I like to dance in conjunction with beats. So I kind of have like a weird glitchy kind of like poppy, locky dance style. So I thought it was really cool that you embraced that the use of rhythm and the syncopation really well. It was so awesome. It was a great video.
Well, that's that's definitely a credit to Martin's like skill at the editing desk.
Yeah, big shouts to Martin. Oh my goodness. Now, the track stylistically marks a bit of a pivot from your previous effort, as you said that you wanted to, you know, find some strong musical way into a different way of doing things because you felt hemmed in by styles. Why did you gravitate towards the sort of dark, trip-hoppy vibe we hear on Desire and not another musical style?
I think I wanted to move away from something that felt like specifically like folky or specifically like rock music. I just didn't feel like what I was trying to do was really represented by that kind of music. And I wanted to try and invent. Obviously, like trip hop exists, and I don't. You know, it's a kind of reference, but I don't feel like I'm making proper trip hop music. But it definitely is a kind of reference because it's such inventive music. And I wanted to make something that kind of like could exist in the night world, you know, not night my name, but like in the evening world. Something that could be like would sort of confuse you, like whether you were meant to dance to it or whether you were meant to listen to it by yourself.
Mm.
And music with like a strong rhythmic edge just sort of like made sense in that moment. And I'd also changed instruments. Like I had started playing auto harp and it's such a classic folk instrument that it needed something, some strong backbone to take it out of that world. So, you know, like I had to put like high heels on an auto harp basically, and like in order to, you know, I wanted to like get it to more toward the club or like at least like a nice restaurant, you know.
Yeah, bratify the auto harp.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And you've got another really, really exciting thing happening this year that's confirmed. You're going to be on tour with Folk Bitch Trio, who are coming over from Australia. They're coming over to Aotearoa in September, playing at Auckland and Littleton and Wellington, not necessarily in that order. Can you convince them to come to Aotearoa?
You know what? I'll give it a crack. Mm. If there's time. Mm-hmm. I haven't been down there yet, and I'm like dead keen. I want to drive down, so I'll have a talk to the girls and we'll see what we can do.
Awesome. Okay.
What's the venue? Where do we like come to play?
It depends. I think you can either get away with somewhere like Eric's, or if you're wanting like a nice kind of close intimate setting, maybe Pearl Diver or The Crown. I think those three venues would be good. If you're wanting something more like if you're wanting a bit of a bigger area, maybe Eric's. And if you want something more intimate, go Pearl Diver. If you want something in between and very rocky, go The Crown.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll take that under advisement, and I'll speak directly to Folk Bitch Trio, and we'll see what we can do.
Awesome. Okay, that'll be so good. We need more people coming down here. That's so cool. Right, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning, Georgia. I really appreciate it. Can't wait to play the
track. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Any final words you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Oh, just thanks for having me in your lovely country, and I hope you enjoy the song.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they will too, because it's a great song. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Take care, man. All right, folks, that was Georgia Knight. We're talking to her about her latest track, Desire. Here it is for your earballs. You're listening to The One. We'll have one or two news updates at 10:50. Keep it real.
Smell of coffee, metal aftertaste. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.